This is Mrs. Gallagher. My Honors History D Block freshman students have written poems about the causes of the American Revolution. Enjoy.
This is a poem by Catherine, Chris, David, Liam, and Tim. England fought France in the French and Indian War to make their people no longer poor. The Treaty of Paris ended the fight. King George III was in delight. He didn't let the colonists move west, though the proclamation line prevented them from doing so. The Corning Act was then enacted, but the colonists angrily reacted. During the Stamp Act, the colonists had to pay for printed material in any way. The Intolerable Acts were the final straw. They made the colonial legislators against the law. Sam Adams was a rebellious guy. His friend was George Washington, who could not lie. These two men were in the First Continental Congress, which, because of Britain's acts, were under a lot of stress. In order to be independent and free, the Declaration of Independence was the key.
This is a poem by Leah, Grace, Kyle, Justin, and Jared. The French and Indian War was a time when British and French wanted more. The causes of the war was from a rivalry before. George Washington was a man who of the French he was not a fan. Benjamin Franklin offered the idea that would make the colonies in Britain a pair. The Albany Plan of Union unified the colonies and created peace and harmony. William Pitt was Britain's prime minister, who the French thought was quite a sinister. The British lost Fort Necessity, but they won the Battle of Quebec quite brilliantly. Marquess de Montcalm and General James Wolfe led their side. During their epic battle, they both died. The Treaty of Paris ended the war and resulted in fighting no more.
This is a poem by Jay Young, Claroni, Sean, Greco, and Stephen. Tensions between the colonies and England were high, high as the sky. After victory in the French and Indian War, the colonists wanted more. But because of the Proclamation Line of 1763, the colonists couldn't even plant a tree. On the other side, the only way over was to hide. Also was the Sugar Act. It forced the colonies to pay a tax on sugar goods, and that is a fact. In the Quartering Act, they invaded our camps, and in another act, they taxed with stamps. Then we had to deal with more acts. The Townshend Acts made us pay duties, and Mr. Townshend can kiss our booties. These British need to relax. They keep putting on more tax. They next added the tea tax. They'd better relax. And after our little Boston Tea Party, quitting adding taxes would be smarty. Then the Declaration of Independence made us free, and we could be wherever we wanted to be. Then there was the war, and it's not a bore. Then George Washington won, and he made King George III regret a ton.
A poem by Amanda, Elena, Maddie, Andrew, and Patrick. The revolution began when the Patriots took a stand. It all started with the Proclamation Line, and America became defined. King George III took away their rights, which then started fights. The Sugar Act was next, for it was written in plain text. They couldn't buy anything sugary unless it came from the mother country. Then came the Quartering Act. The colonists had to accept as a fact that the British soldiers in their homes slept, and with them their weapons they kept. Then the Stamp Act was put into place on printed materials which the colonists had to face. During the Boston Massacre, 5 people were shot. It was an event that will not be forgot. Many other events occurred which led to the revolution and our freedom, all because of King George III.